from KQED.
Today we're going to focus on a single issue in Southern California, and it has to do with rockets.
Intercontinental ballistic missile is ready for its maiden flight.
Decades ago, the government and private industry pioneered atomic energy and tested the rockets, like this one featured in this old Universal newsreel. Southern California was the hub of this industry, at places like a complex in Simi Hills, west of Los Angeles. A sprawling complex there would be where much of the technology that got human beings to the moon was invented. And while that lab closed down 20 years ago, the land retains the toxic residue from nearly a million gallons of carcinogenic solvent and a partial nuclear meltdown. State regulators promised a thorough cleanup by the end of this year, but today, activists fear the polluters will get off easy. Chris Richard reports.
You get to live! You live!
The Santa Susana Field Laboratory perches atop a narrow mountain range between the suburban communities of Hidden Hills and Simi Valley. Houses line the steep road to within half a mile of the gates.
There's very serious radioactivity.
Are you going on the tour?
And you will be exposed.
Protesters pointed out the hazards here when the Boeing company invited the public on a nature tour this fall in the lab grounds.
Clean up, not cover up.
Clean up.
Private industry, the U.S. Department of Energy, and NASA all used the 2,800-acre site to test rockets and conduct nuclear experiments. Today, Boeing owns most of the land. Critics like Denise Duffield of Physicians for Social Responsibility say the company is pushing a minimal cleanup just to save money.
Boeing has got a PR campaign to try to convince the public that this site is pretty much ready to be declared a park before even doing a cleanup. But in fact, it's highly contaminated and threatens nearby communities.
A series of health studies links the contamination to above-average cancer rates nearby. Boeing has its own studies disputing that. The company's Dave Dassler says, in fact, the strict cleanup activists demand isn't necessary and could do a lot of environmental harm. He drives a car full of visitors up a steep hill overlooking the lab to show what he means. He leads the way to an overlook with a majestic view of chaparral and sandstone rock formations.
It doesn't make any sense at all to put this habitat at risk, and people use the term moon state.
Dassler says making Boeing remove all trace of its pollution would mean hauling away enough dirt to fill the Rose Bowl more than three times over. He says that would scar the mountains with vast pits, and it might mean damaging a pre-Columbian ceremonial site, too.
We are committed to cleaning up this property in a way that is protective of human health and the environment, and at the same time, in a way that preserves the biological and the cultural resources that we have here.
The State Department of Toxic Substances Control, otherwise known as the DTSC, hasn't yet approved a final plan for Boeing's part of the cleanup. Project Director Ray LeClaire says the department will apply the kind of strict standards they'd use for a neighborhood where people actually live.
I don't know that anyone realistically envisions having a bunch of houses up there on the hill. I think most people are envisioning open space or parkland. I think one can make the argument that we're holding Boeing to a much more intensive scenario here than we would another party.
Dan Hirsch says that's just not true. His nuclear watchdog group, Committee to Bridge the Gap, has been campaigning for a thorough cleanup for nearly four decades.
The DTSC has quietly cut a deal with Boeing that would allow them to leave the vast majority of the contamination not cleaned up.
To plan a cleanup, you have to map what's really dangerous and what's okay to leave behind. Regulators have assigned Boeing to draw that map. But records show the state is holding Boeing to much weaker standards than the federal government's rules. One example, the state has accepted thresholds for contaminants that are hundreds of times more lax than its own health experts recommended.
The history of this has been that of callous disregard for public health and safety, having a cozy relationship with regulators that lets you kind of bypass normal rules.
Hirsch says one way Boeing gets his way is by hiring former Department of Toxic Substances Control executives who use their connections to lobby for the company. The state's Ray LeClaire disputes claims that Boeing is getting special treatment.
Companies can hire who they please, and we look at what they submit to us, not who gives the handing or who does the talking.
That doesn't convince Ventura County Supervisor Linda Parks, who represents Santa Susana's suburban neighbors. She, too, says the state defers to Boeing.
While they say they may not be buying influence, they certainly are buying access. And if that's who you're talking to all the time, I think it can't help but influence you.
Meanwhile, activists say the foundations for a rigorous cleanup plan are eroding. 6 years ago, NASA and the DOE promised to clean up every bit of the pollution they'd caused. They haven't yet figured out how to do that. But draft plans include the option of leaving hundreds of thousands of cubic yards of contaminated dirt behind. The next step in this decades-long process is for the state to finish the central planning document that will guide the cleanup. After repeated missed deadlines, the department now promises to complete the plan sometime later this year. For the California Report, I'm Chris Richard.
We had support for the story from the Fund for Investigative Journalism. To read more about Santa Susana and see the documents Chris collected, go to californiareport.org. Ground control to Major Tom.